I thought we shaded the first half, and then the penalty just goes against you. I'm not even sure it was. It looked like a penalty when you see it back. Adam actually doesn't move. It looks like a man's moved into Adam, and he's kind of dropped himself, and he's bought the penalty. And those are the kind of decisions. I think it's five penalties in the last four games. When you watch them all back, I don't think there's any in the penalty. I know I'm going to say that obviously anyway, but it's just some of the decisions at the moment. At the referees, and there just seems to be an acceptance of poor decisions from the refereeing department and the FAI. It's just, I just feel something needs to be done. There's nobody, years ago, somebody would have picked up the phone if there was a really bad penalty and cost you points. Now it's just, you just give decisions and move on. There's no, can't even go on and talk to them afterwards. It just seems to be a closed shop. So I feel that's something that has to be addressed and going into next season.
Right. Well, listen, thankfully Harps got themselves back on level terms, and it took a wee while for that equaliser to come, Kevin, because you'd had a few free kicks from Joe Bradley Walsh, long throws in from Tony McNamee, and they were causing issues for the Kerry defence, and then eventually from one of Joe Bradley Walsh's free kicks, Shawnee Bradley got the equaliser.
Yeah, he put himself about when he came on. I thought when we cheesed it at half time, brought Dara on and Grady on, just gives us a wee bit of extra energy and a wee bit of extra power and pace in wide areas, and we were able to move people about in Brogy in the centre half to build up the play a wee bit. So that definitely worked for us. We created probably the better of the chances, and then those wee moments when we did get them to the byline to maybe try and pick them, we just didn't have the quality, and that's disappointing. And we've had loads of games this year where we've got into really, really good areas and we're just not picking out men. So that's something we need to address for next year. We're getting it into good areas, but we're just not. The final ball has just let us down. And those are the moments come on your games. Just pull the ball across instead of putting it out for a goal kick or stuff like that. So just the basics we need to get right. And that's areas we really need as staff to address for next year.
Yeah.
If we want to step up the table.
Okay, so back in action now on Friday night. And that's the last game of what's been a pretty relentless campaign, Kevin. It's been, you know, matches week in, week out, a lot of travelling. How have you found it yourself?
I'm ready for a break. Definitely, it's been tough going, because I can't remember a season where there's just been so many 3-game weeks coming in, because of rearranged games and cup fixtures and all that. There's just so many, and it's really hard to manage the group with three games in a week, with suspensions and injuries and niggles, and a lot, as you say, the travelling comes into it, but. And we have a lot of hungry young players in there, and even the local players, they're mad. They won the game. You're trying to get it across to them that every point, regardless if it means nothing on the table, every point at this level means something. And we wanted us to finish as strong as we can. We wanted to win games. We wanted to win the night. Obviously, we didn't. Obviously, Friday, we'll go and try and win the game as well. But huge positives tonight. Young Dara, I thought was superb. Adam did. I think he got man of the match as well. Was really, really good. Looked like he's played at that level all his life. So all those things are positive. Young Daniel coming on, Shawnee getting his first goal. So we'll take those positives Sunday, Friday night. And that's great for them boys to take into next year as well.
Right. And finally for me, Kevin, what is the situation then with yourself in terms of your contract? I mean, are you contracted again next year, or do you go and speak to the club ahead of?
I'll be sitting down with the board now in the next week or two, as soon as the season's over, and we'll take a look at the squad, and we'll see who's staying and who's going, and the targets we have to bring in and all that. Because you can see, for every other team has improved, Kerry will improve, Athlone, Longford, everybody will improve next year. The Cork City coming down, they're going to be standout favourites, especially the European monies. Coming into them as well, they're going to be standout favourites to go straight up. So then there's so many other spots. So if we need to keep up with everybody else, we have to improve as well, off the pitch and on the pitch, you know what I mean, to keep up with the teams around us.